Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on 96.5 FM and AM 630 out of Spokane, Washington, and of course, the live stream. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. That almost sounded like it could have been supersonic.
That was a hypersonic.
Oh,
that's
hey.
Faster than supersonic. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. And yeah. So way better. That was the ultimate.
That wiffle bat was going. That traveled
that
around
was a
the
hypersonic wiffle bat.
It traveled around the Earth twice in the time that you heard it.
Well, don't tell the Chinese, because
we got wiffle bats for you too.
They'll steal it from us.
They'll steal the technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so, oh boy. So we get to wiffle the commies all we want today. And I would have to say that, oh boy, with everything that's going on with Trump and the whole Hillary nightmare of the Clinton,
yes.
The Clinton Global Initiative that happened on Saturday this last weekend.
Those people.
That is why we're seeing all of this stuff start to happen suddenly. It all ties together with everything that we're seeing, and we're going to pull all these pieces together for you today, because we've got that CGI update that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, and we are just things are accelerating for sure.
Yep.
And there's a lot to track, a lot to follow. We've got some great clips for you, too. There are still some heroes and some good people today left in the
yes.
world.
Yep.
And great leaders. And so we're going to talk about that. And, you know, I'll tell you where we're not finding great leaders is in the United States Congress.
Right.
Why our borders continue to be overrun, record numbers daily.
Exactly.
By people that have no intentions of becoming an American. They're coming here and planting Colombian and Venezuelan flags.
Right. Right. Well, and that's part of our biggest question is, what exactly is the disconnect? What is wrong with these people in
right.
Congress? How
exactly.
are they possibly not prioritizing or flat out failing to prioritize the need to ban electronic voting machines,
yep.
ban mail-in voting ballots,
secure the border
now, like 10 years ago.
Not in 2024,
yeah, exactly.
Not when Trump gets back in.
Right.
Not next week, now, right now.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, what are we paying them to do?
I feel like everybody's wandering around in a stupor talking about all kinds of other I mean, they're important things, but they are way on the back burner compared to what we've got we're dealing with now.
Yeah.
And you can see the executive branch are derelict in their duties.
Oh, totally.
They are in violation of the Constitution
yep.
every day. Why the Senate hasn't shifted their focus like a laser beam on that issue alone right now.
Yep.
And just attacked it, but they don't. I don't get it.
The disconnect is no longer tolerable. Even if they have a reputation so far as being out there, you know, trying to fight for the people, what are they doing that is so ineffective that they can't bring anybody else on board with them?
Right.
You know, and so here we are. We are paying these people to, one, be ineffective, two, be totally disconnected from their constituents around
right.
America, and three, they're allowing criminals to run this nation.
Yes.
Every single day. Every single day, it is treasonous crime to leave a border unsecure.
Right.
And allowing an invasion. This is a daily invasion for 2.5 years now.
And it's getting worse by the day.
Yep.
Yeah. So they're saying these are the things that they're concerned about. The debt ceiling, government funding, just issues that are
Those would be standard, normal, business as usual issues that were probably important and probably at the front of the line 15 years ago.
This is like having a burglar kicking your front door in, and you're like, well, hold on a minute. I'll address that in a second. I have to change this light bulb.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And the American people are just dumbfounded by this and infuriated. What's wrong with you, Congress? Right. What is wrong with you? Why are all these Republicans, supposedly Republicans, silent?
Exactly.
Where's Washington State? Where's the American Redoubt? Conservative, red areas. Where are congressional members not hearing peep out of them?
Right. Well, and see, I saw this exact thing happen on a smaller scale, but the same exact thing happened when I went to work for Representative Shea in Olympia, where everybody that was on my side of this state, you know, in the months that they're not in session, everybody was out there, all the different reps and senators were out there saying, I just slay the dragon for you guys. I do this, I do that.
Right.
And then, so I get over there to Olympia and I watch their behavior and they do nothing.
Yes.
They do nothing. They capitulate to Democrats. They basically have their agendas filled out every single day by legislative attorneys who more or less tell them what the agenda is from the top down, not yep. from the people up. And so they're so busy being run around by the legislative administration that they don't even have time to pay attention to what their constituents have to say or have sent to them or are showing up in their offices describing this is urgent, we need your attention.
Right.
They don't have time for the people because they are so busy listening to what is being told to them to do from the top down.
Right.
And so I suspect this is exactly what is going on with Congress, that the whole international community has their whole agenda, their whole days mapped out minute by minute and having them pay attention to everything about Ukraine, everything about the United Nations and,
yes.
and the globalist community. You can very well imagine, no wonder there's a disconnect.
And I say, shut the federal government down.
Yeah, Trump does too. Trump says, what are you guys doing? Don't keep it open.
Let
it falter. Let it shut down.
Exactly. Whenever it's open, all they do is damage to our country. They're not securing our border. Shut them down from being able to do any more damage or send any more money to Ukraine.
They're serving globalists, not their own people.
Yeah.
Yeah, shut them down.
Well,
it works.
Man. So we're fired up here on Wifflebat Wednesday,
oh,
Wifflebatting the snot out of them, including the Republicans in Congress that are doing nothing but running around in this panic mode over the budget.
Yes, exactly.
Well, we're going to release funds for securing the border.
Oh,
the funds are already there. Get the troops on the border.
Right. And not even just that, but they're worried about what the Democrats might call them. Like the Democrats might call them names if they don't pass a budget for them.
Right.
You know, oh, heaven forbid they get called a name by a communist. Oh, dear.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. This would be a really good time for us to just put the brakes on, go to the word of the day.
No kidding.
Find out what the Lord has in store for us.
No kidding.
What do you got, Lady Liberty?
Well, this is so great, as always. The good news is not called the good news by accident. It is truly the good news. And thank God for God. And the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Leviticus chapter 20, verses 1 through 7, which reads under the title, Penalties for Breaking the Law. Interesting, huh? Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, again, you shall say to the children of Israel, whoever the children of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel, who gives any of his descendants to Molech, he shall surely be put to death. The people of the land shall stone him with stones. I will set my face against that man and will cut him off from his people because he has given some of his descendants to Molech to defile my sanctuary and profane my holy name. And if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from the man, when he gives some of his descendants to Molech and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family, and I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech. and the person who turns to mediums and familiar spirits to prostitute himself with them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from his people. Consecrate yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And that's it.
Wow.
That is
God is angry that about
is
that.
Very, very fascinating because, like Jonathan Cahn described in his book, The Return of the Gods,
yes,
small g, we have the return of Baal,
yep,
Ashtoreth, and Molech.
That's right.
And so here he's describing Molech, the one who the people sacrifice their kids to, right?
Yes.
What do we have going on with this child trafficking? Over and over, we heard our boots on the ground contact down there at the border, Butterfly, describing how the satanic holidays have a huge influx of these little kids.
That's right. That's right.
And then they're never seen or heard from ever again. And it's this demonic administration and their practices with their it's horrible.
Even the border wide open is facilitating all of that.
Yes. This, yep, this
and
child
the demand
trafficking
goes way up.
Yeah.
Here we are coming up with the Halloween coming up.
Right. And the child trafficking is facilitating these satanic rituals,
yes,
that they're bringing these kids in for. Otherwise, you wouldn't see a huge influx of, I guess you'd say, quote unquote, orders for kids,
right,
to come across on those specific days. And so the fact that God is saying, oh boy, if you or anybody in your border is giving anything to Molech, any descendants, any sacrifices or children or family to Molech, he will do away with them himself.
Well, it also brings to mind the parents that take their children to these drag queen events.
Oh, yeah.
What are they thinking? I mean, this is taking your children to Molech. I mean, all they're doing they're not sacrificing them yet.
Well, that's the Ashtoreth part, is turning them into homosexuals.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, turning men, boys into girls and girls into boys.
Right. And Jonathan Cahn covers that extremely well, where he says this is not the first time this happens. In fact, that's why he wrote a book about it, that this is, as soon as any nation becomes godless, this is the first thing that starts happening, is these three satanic principalities,
yes,
move into the area, and God allows it. And so, you know, it's just amazing to find out that that's exactly what we're looking at. And that's what this scripture is addressing here. If, you know, the people that are sacrificing anything to Molech, I mean, wow.
That's a pretty scary place to be for a nation.
Well, it, yeah.
You know, that's, and what we're supposed to be doing to the people that are doing it.
Right, that if we know about them and we don't kill them, then we're in trouble.
Right.
I mean, and of course, that's what it describes here. It says, and if the people of the land should in any way hide their eyes from the man when he gives some of his descendants to Molech and they do not kill him, then I will set my face against that man and against his family. And I will cut him off from his people and all who prostitute themselves with him to commit harlotry with Molech.
Wow.
And so this is not saying we need to go kill these people. That's not what we're saying. We're saying don't hide your eyes when crime is happening through a wide open border and causing rampant child trafficking,
right,
rampant child butchery. Don't turn your eyes and you know, don't turn your eyes away. And don't also decide that you're not going to do anything about it.
Right.
We're providing small things that can be done that can yield big results.
That are peaceful still.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so if there's an opportunity to do anything to put a stop to this, you better do it.
Well, and that brings us back to a reminder that we posted that letter yesterday at radiofreeredoubt.com, that all you have to do is copy and paste it into a Word application, print it out, you know, put your own information in there, your congressman's name, print it out, sign it, send it certified to your congressman. And Lady Liberty posted on our Telegram channel the links to how to look up your congressman, whether Senate or state representatives or your House of Representatives, to get this in front of them so that they can address this, demand a hearing from this whistleblower, get the information out there, and start taking action against the child trafficking, all these unaccompanied minors. It's being allowed to happen by this regime.
That's right. And we know for a fact that it will stop once the border is closed and secured. And the fastest way to get that done is by banning the electronic voting machines and the mail-in ballots. Ban those as well.
Yeah.
In fact, we had that suggestion come from a listener. And so we're very appreciative of that suggestion. And so this week I'm going to work on adding ban the mail-in in ballots as well.
Right.
I mean, if you're going to ban electronic voting machines, you better include mail-in ballots also, because the whole system just does nothing but encourages and allows fraud.
That's right.
And so it has to go. It has to stop. The child trafficking has to stop. And that's just all there is to it.
We're all going to pay the price for it if we don't.
Exactly.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, good. Okay, and that was, I want to say Deuteronomy.
Close.
Darn.
That was Leviticus chapter 20. Verses 1 through 7.
Cool. Oh, just two books away from.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, same general area.
Yes.
It's toward the back.
All right. Good deal. Well, that's some good. That's a good topic. That's an eye opener to see what does God think about this kind of stuff?
That's the fascinating part about the random turning. That's exactly what he has to say about it.
Right.
And that is relevant to today.
Yes, it is. More than ever. Wow. Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting for your website hosting needs. Whether you have a ministry or a business, you got to have it hosted somewhere. And they take care of hundreds of websites. They're located in the American Redoubt, Christian Patriot owned. And the website is TLCWebHosting.com. We'll be back with segment two and some great sound bites right after this. So stick around, Patriots.
Number 7. Strive constantly for spiritual growth. We as individuals can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern, and if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
When disaster strikes, will you have what it takes to survive? Here at ARC, we offer survival training, medical training, and self-defense classes to help you prepare for the unexpected. Our experienced instructors will teach you practical skills that will allow you to adapt and overcome in any crisis situation. Sign up for one of our training courses today. Your security is your own responsibility. Visit our website at AmericanReconstructionConcepts.com.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're on fire this Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And, of course, it always helps with the Coleman Underground. Spokane's own Coleman Underground with Wars and Rumors of Wars gets you fired up.
That's right. Those guys do such a great job.
Yeah.
You know, that was quite the blessing that they wrote that song just for our show.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Was really cool.
Inspired by the morning commute.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, so we are listener supported, and we're very grateful for you guys stepping up. We're overwhelmingly listener supported. That's you guys keeping us on the air with any amount, $5 or $10, $20, $50 a month. All those small donations add up, and that's what keeps us on the air and pays for the airtime and everything else. So much appreciated for that. You can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab and learn how to do that. Well, Lady Liberty, segment two here. We got a whole
really good
one lined up.
We listened to a really, really fantastic interview between TBN, Matt Crouch. Matt Crouch from TBN and Benjamin Netanyahu. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, boy, I am so glad we listened to that, because I didn't realize quite how amazing that man is as a leader.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Ben, I mean, I always have had a very high regard for him, but this interview was particularly good. And so we're going to post that on our channel so that anyone that wants to go and listen to that, they can. Or you can just go to YouTube. It's under the title Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's Future and the State of the Middle East.
Yes.
Praise on TBN Israel is the one that posted that. And so listen to this short little, tiny little teaser from Benjamin Netanyahu.
I am asking now Prime Minister Netanyahu, elected now for the sixth time, day one of your sixth term as Prime Minister, what do you need to accomplish for the future of Israel and on behalf of the state?
Well, the first three things are easy. Block Iran, block Iran, block Iran. To survive here, you have to be strong. The strong survive. The weak don't. They perish. The strong are the ones that people make peace with. You don't make peace with the weak. You make peace with the strong.
Born to a generation of Holocaust survivors during the infancy of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, or Bibi as he is more affectionately known, was raised in a home of significant faith and family. Hope was the hallmark of his childhood. Hope that loved ones lost in the genocide would not be forgotten. Hope that victims would be blessed with new beginnings. And hope that the rebirth of the Jewish nation would succeed.
You get peace through strength.
Yeah.
And because Israel is becoming so strong, you could get the Arab countries to come. And this is the story of Israel. I think it's a parable, as I say, the parable of hope.
Beautiful.
It's a parable of hope, you know?
That's a true nationalist right there.
Exactly.
He loves and is protecting his country.
Yep.
A deep love for it. Its place in the world and in history. And of course, there's so much rich heritage with Israel,
right?
You know, that adds to it. But we have a heritage in America too. That right. Guy's like, he's
very similar to Trump. And no wonder they got along so well, because
I was going to say Winston Churchill is another one. The British had Winston Churchill, someone who loved their country. They understand the threat that they're up against. They're the man of the hour.
Yep.
And there's no substitute for them. And their nations are blessed beyond more than they realize to have those particular leaders in that place at that time.
Exactly. And when he says peace through strength, that is so powerful. That
yes.
is a powerful statement because when you are strong, when you are sovereign, when your borders are secure, when you are self-sufficient, you're producing your own energy, you're producing your own oil, you're not looking outside your nation for all the things you need, which would cause you to be weak. No,
right.
You're strong, and that allows you to lead and also to remain peaceful, you know, and
yeah.
that's just a powerful statement. And so the other thing that he said that's so wonderful is you make peace with the strong, not the weak.
Exactly.
You don't go pandering to the weak nations, you know, begging to have peace with them. No, you want to buddy up next to the strong nations. And this is what we were doing under Trump. This
yeah.
is what all the other
yes.
nations were doing, coming to America and coming to Trump saying, how can we assist? You know, how can
right exactly
what can we do to correct this trade deficit that you guys have?
Opposite of what we're seeing with this current regime.
That's right.
No respect whatsoever. We are not in a position of strength. We're in a position of weakness. It is strengthening our enemies and encouraging them.
Right.
And we've never been in more trouble, I don't think, as a nation than we are right now.
Exactly. And so speaking of Trump, we've got. Oh, the greatest statement that the whole nation is just longing to hear. Listen to what he has to say.
Back in the White House, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest deportation operation in American history. Back in the White House, I will terminate every open borders policy of the Biden administration and begin the largest deportation operation in American history.
And that was not played twice by accident.
Right. We purposely had special emphasis placed on that because that is exactly what this nation needs to hear.
Yes.
And think about being able to bring about again through, you know, hopefully God will bless this nation and put his finger on Congress and actually inspire them to ban all electronic voting machines and mail-in ballots so that we can actually get a hold of our nation again.
Yeah, because it's fundamentally transforming America, and not in a good way. And this wide open, like I said, Cuban flags and Venezuelan flags are being planted on U.S. soil. This is multiculturalism is a failure, and people around the world have recognized that.
That's right. And facilitating that through a wide open, illegally wide open border is catastrophic to this nation. Listen to this, what they have to say from the U.K. about it.
Uncontrolled immigration, inadequate integration, and a misguided dogma of multiculturalism have proven a toxic combination for Europe over the last few decades. I'm not the first to point this out. In 2010, Angela Merkel gave a speech in which she acknowledged that multiculturalism had utterly failed. And then French President Nicolas Sarkozy and British Prime Minister David Cameron echoed similar sentiments shortly thereafter. Multiculturalism makes no demands of the incomer to integrate. It has failed because it allowed people to come to our society and live parallel lives in it. They could be in the society, but not of the society. And in extreme cases, they could pursue lives aimed at undermining the stability and threatening the security of our society.
And that is exactly what we're up against in our own country right now with this invasion, just like Europe has experienced.
Absolutely. We need to learn from their mistakes before it costs us our nation.
I mean, they're warning us. They are warning us from across the sea.
That's right. It has failed
miserably. And we don't even need to hear their warnings. We already know this because we understand history.
That's right.
We're doomed to repeat the same mistakes if we don't get hold of this right now.
Yep.
All right, guys, join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the Morning Commute. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.